Okay.
Okay. It is 5 p.m. January 27, 2026. I'll call the regular board meeting of the Sewage Commission Oracle Region to order. Roll call, please.
Yep. Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato. Absent. Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson. Absent.
All right. We'll salute flag. I will lead it. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item four, acknowledgement of visitors. I see none at this time. Move on.
We have Scott Germain with Fetcher and Company.
Scott is on there.
Yeah.
We got three Scotts now.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's a visitor?
He is presenting the audit. So, not okay. Random.
So he's here for agenda item?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So when we get to him, if he can just state his name and his company, we'll be fine with that. Acknowledge of me, new commissioner. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. That's the plan is right now. It will be until June, if not longer. Trevor didn't move out of the area if you did not know that. Okay, item six, board meeting minutes. The board will review the minutes and consider their approval for the regular and special meeting December 17, 2025 and January 8, 2026.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, we've included the minutes of those two meetings in the packet. If there was any edits that need to be made, you can let me know or let me know now, or any questions, I can answer those now.
I motion to approve as presented.
I'll second that.
Great. We have a motion to approve the minutes of December 17, 2025, and special meeting minutes January 8, 2026 by Commissioner Pittman and seconded by Commissioner Clark. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Item seven, employee safety meeting minutes. The board will review the minutes of January 22nd, 2026.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, we included those minutes in your packets. If there was any questions, I can answer those now.
I felt they were good. I'll make the motion to approve the safety meeting minutes.
I'll second it.
Great. Motion was made by himself to approve the minutes of January 22nd, 2026. Seconded by Commissioner Salvucci. All in favor?
Aye.
Item eight, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. Commissioner Pittman came in, and I'll let him report on the warrants.
Yeah, we went through all the warrants for a total of $457,684. In addition, we did a number of transfer recordings that were listed as $800,000, and then the deposit recordings came to a grand total of $1,354,756.59. All were in order, and we motion to approve.
Can I just ask a question real quick?
Certainly.
You said a million. What am I showing? $457,000.
You gotta go to the bottom.
Yeah, the bird.
$1,354,756.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm new to this.
So. Yeah. Well, the difference thing, and they were separated. You see the colors. The transfer recordings were all done, and then the deposit recordings.
Yeah, and Christina does it. She organizes it a little different than Lori does.
Okay.
So you'll get used to it.
I'll make the motion to approve and authorize the warrants.
And second that. He made the motion.
I'll second it.
Great. So we have a motion and a second to approve warrants. Is that a roll call?
That's a consensus.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I'm getting up to speed here. item nine, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair, we included the fiscal reports for December, the period of December 2025 in your packet. If there's any questions about those, I can answer those now.
These are being done the same. I don't think I had any questions on that. All right. There were no changes?
Nope.
Okay.
just an extra bank reconciliation form that you weren't getting before, but other than that, no.
Okay. Any questions of the manager?
Looks like Angie showed up.
Oh, sweet.
So we should adjourn the meeting right now and say we're done.
Hello.
I don't know.
Is there a pressure machine here?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're tired.
Well, no, it's flat, so I went to Big O and filled it up.
Okay. Yeah, we can air it up before you
leave. The light's coming back on. Hi, guys.
Hey there. Let the record show that Commissioner Mastalotto showed at 5:05.
Thank you.
Or I should say president.
Yes. Welcome. Nice to have you back. Did you do the place salute?
Yeah.
We're actually on item number 9.
Okay.
You want to take over or you want me to continue?
We're on item 10.
Item 10?
Yep.
I can take it over.
All right.
Thank you.
She wasn't on
the vote. Okay. Final audit presentation and adoption.
Yep. Take it away, Scott.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you very much. Can you hear me fine?
We can.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for the opportunity to come and visit with you for a few minutes. Let's get right into it. As part of our audit, we need to talk to you folks about some required things. One of them, what is an audit? An audit is just us coming in, reviewing the financial statements, disclosures, and determining if they materially present a materially accurate presentation of the district's or the commission's operations and balance sheet at the end of the year. An audit only provides reasonable assurance, not absolute assurance, on the accuracy of the financial statements. It's important to remember the board and management are equally responsible for the fair and accurate financial reporting and establishing the systems and policies necessary to achieve that goal. Part of what I just saw you do with reviewing and approving the warrants and reviewing the financial statements every month, that's two key components of that. Board responsibilities also include approval of appropriate accounting policies, financial statement presentation accuracy, active monitoring of the system of internal controls. Also includes telling us if you know of something that doesn't jive with what you see in the financial statements or in your financial reports, such as maybe legal matters, environmental matters, operational matters, that you know, you see it one way and how it's reflected in the financial statements is something else entirely. So it's incumbent upon you to let us know that there might be an issue. Excuse me. Accounting policies are determined by management, and those tell us how the numbers should be calculated and presented. The policies are summarized in note 2 to the financial statements. Summarizes how certain balances are presented in the financial statements, how numbers are estimated. You know, the biggest one, the biggest two would be how your depreciation is calculated and then how pension is calculated. Some other responsibilities are we're responsible to form an opinion based on the financial statements prepared by management with the oversight you folks provide. Make sure they're in all material respects in accordance with GAAP. This year, you folks had CLA as your outside accountant controller that really helped with this process. And as you see at the end of the financial statements, there's a prior year finding that got cleared up because you are using them. Engaging us as auditors doesn't relieve you and the board and management of their responsibilities to make sure everything's accurate. Difficulties encountered, none. Disagreements with management, none. Corrected misstatements, none, so to speak. But after we got started, CLA did find some additional entries to record. So we don't consider that an error because you folks found them. Consultations with other accountants. since CLA is doing your internal accounting, that kind, we're pointing that out. We're not aware of anything that was contentious that would actually require this disclosure, but we wanted to point out that you do have access to two different opinions on how things should be reported. Other findings. So one thing that we found in the end was that journal entries, while they're calculated appropriately, it doesn't appear, or there wasn't a formal review and approval process. CLA is going to be helping you fix that problem by making you folks review those. I would almost suggest that as part of your disbursement review, that you look at any material journal entries that you know are making adjustments to the financial statements. The number one way that the bad guys will hide fraud is through journal entries. That's why we're so keen on making sure that the process that reviews and approves those is well done. Other matters, none. Independent auditor's report, unmodified or also known as a clean opinion on the financial statements and notes. We audited following government account auditing standards, AKA the Yellow Book. And this includes a single audit for the Community Development Block Grant. Statement of net position, that's essentially the balance sheet. How that shows, or that will allow us to see stability over time, includes all long-term assets and liabilities. Statement of revenues, expenses, and changes in net position is the income statement. Presents operating expenses programmatically. And then the statement of cash flows kind of ties the two together, explains how cash was received and used, reconciles net income to cash flow, and acts as the bridge between the two statements. So some highlights. Cash, you can see you've got about $20 million in the bank at the end of the year. Very strong. About half of your balance sheet is in cash. Most of the people that are in your area seem to be roughly in that range. I've seen highs of 90% and lows of about 35%. Capital assets, assets in service, about $17 million. Construction in progress, it's down to $5 million from 12 last year, but that's because you placed some of the items in service. And land and property rights remain steady. Receivables, there was nothing here other than that grant receivable jumping up. And that's just the normal flow of how that will happen since the feds pay slow. Accounts payable, again, your AP is large because of the amount of grant that you had done work for to get reimbursed for. Operating revenues, you can see a fairly consistent. Operating expenses, again, fairly consistent. Operating income, down a little bit, but nothing to be concerned about. Grant revenue, obviously the big thing, $3.3 million. And you can see that that fluctuates the most of all these items. So you can see that your total operating income, $4.6 million, is primarily due to that grant. Or sorry, non-operating. Expenses by department, there was nothing that really jumped out here for us. They did increase a little bit, but I think the majority of the operating expenses was a result of pension changes. Increase in net position, even with all of that, you still had a healthy net income. Notes of the financial statements, again, gives you the policies that you've approved. Further explanation of details and balances, if you get into the nitty-gritty, you look at something on the balance sheet income statement, there should be a note there that will explain further or give you the basis for the calculation. New accounting standards. So next year we'll be hit with newer GASB 103, which will change how we do the management's discussion analysis and some of the footnote reporting that we'll have to do. 104 will change how capital assets are reported. Shouldn't impact you too much, other than anything that is no longer actively in service needs to be separated out and reported separately. The whole purpose of these is to just enhance transparency and improve the quality of financial reporting. On the single audit, again, you know, the finding was improvement of journal entries. It was not a there was not considered a material weakness, which generates a whole bunch of problems for you. There was no reportable audit findings, which is sounds contradictory since we have the journal entry that we do report. But audit findings in this context are related to how you operated the program, not how you accounted for it. And with that, thank you. It was a pleasure working with the staff. Like I say, the change to CLA this year went off fairly well. I think they're going to give you, you know, a better product over the long term. And if I have any questions, I'm more than happy to take them.
Any questions?
No. No, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're good, Scott. Much.
Appreciate the
great.
Appreciate the presentation. It was very clear.
Yeah, it was clear.
Thank you. I'll send it up to you so that you can throw it into your board minutes. And if there's nothing else, I bid you all good night. Yeah,
appreciate right. it. Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Have a good night, Scott.
Okay.
Are you asking us to adopt?
Yes.
Okay. May I have a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt. I would make a motion to adopt the presentation as agenda sized.
Do I have a second?
Okay.
Roll call.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Commissioner Masolato.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Next item, mid-year 2025-26 budget amendment.
So if you, we have them, you have them in your packet too, but I just put it up on the screen to make them a little easier. So the only changes were Exhibit C and Exhibit D, which are WCRF, which is our replacement fund, and Exhibit D is RNCA, which is regulatory and capital account. The only change to Exhibit C was I added in the boardroom renovation, the lovely furniture that you guys allowed me to buy. So I added that. So that's that extra $30,000 on there. And then if you go to Exhibit D, we added in, we had to change the cost of the West Interceptor inspection. Originally I had $100,000 budgeted, and it's up to $189,500, but that's the one that should get reimbursed by the state of California. So hopefully we won't spend that, but I have to have it budgeted just in case. And then the salinity study and minimization plan, that was part of our permit renewal requirement that I did not have budgeted previously. So those are the two amendments. Everything else is stayed the same. So if there's any questions or whatever, I can answer those now.
I don't have any questions. Does anyone else? No. Okay.
Sorry, I don't.
Someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the budget amendments of Exhibit C and D.
Second?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Commissioner Masolato.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, next on the agenda is the attorney report.
Good evening. No significant changes to the K&M litigation. If there is anything, we'll bring it into closed session. I just kind of wanted me to let you know. We'll keep you updated. Next CMC is on February 11th. And depositions are proceeding maybe this week. Let's see.
So they actually scheduled depositions? Really?
Let me see. Yeah, let me check.
We'll see.
For round two.
Yeah.
I got coached up, so.
Soon.
Okay.
Soon.
That's definite.
Yeah. I got coached up on what to say, so.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Which is basically, it's tell the truth. Okay.
Yeah. I can do that.
That makes it
easy enough.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions for the attorney?
Only just, we appreciate the Brown Act. Anything changes that came about that we should know about?
Not really. The real significant changes are for bigger jurisdictions, for big, kind of big cities. They continued the social media policy. That's the only one that kind of, but it's just a continuation of the sort of pilot social media. So you can post on Facebook and everything.
Right.
Besides that, nothing major. There's a lot of, they may end up tripling down to smaller jurisdictions. So, you know, we may see those coming. It's kind of a preview of, you know, you got to translate into
foreign language.
Yeah, foreign language, depending on the percent of population. And then the other big one, hopefully it doesn't come, is the ability to, the requirement that you have video participation, two-way video participation.
Yeah.
Either, you know, not a huge deal, but otherwise, no. Short answer is nothing huge.
I have to add the one because it just shocked me. I was at the League of Cities last week and they had this discussion. And one of the questions came up, if I look at Angie's Facebook page and then I put an emoji on it, that's a Brown Act violation.
It can be if, yes. I mean, it's not a good idea. It's not necessarily one, but it can be.
Right.
If three of you, you know.
Right.
Then look at it or emoji that one and correct. Yeah.
The big question, and it you really don't want to talk to anybody else that's in elected office, really. I mean, it's not a good idea because just because you like it doesn't mean what you think, but the public can construe that as a Brown Act violation.
Yeah.
So it's just something to look at.
So if you like something that Bill Connolly says?
And if you're an elected officer and he's an elected officer, that's where the problem comes into play, because you're supporting whatever he's got on Facebook, whether it be, I mean, could be anything, but that's the world that we're playing in now.
Jeez, okay.
The easy rule of thumb is just don't comment on another elected official's. You know, you can post whatever you want. You have First Amendment right, and you can say whatever you want. Just don't cross-comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big thing at the meeting. You've got to be kidding me. And I want to know what an emoji means. If you use an emoji, that means you're commenting on it. I said, I don't know what the hell. Where's the definition of emojis? I mean,
well, yeah, I could see where an emoji could be a problem.
I don't know what the hell it means anyway. I use thumbs up, thumbs down. That's all as far as I go.
That's an emoji.
There's 100 of them.
Just the world we're in now is crazy.
Well, thank you. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Manager's report.
Yes, Madam Chair. So no operational issues to report this month in the plant. Get on to the project updates. Solar, they're supposed to be mobilizing in here in February. Plant upgrade is still progressing on schedule. We did have a big change order that came through that was finalized. That was for $276,555.79. That brings the total of the project up to $17,028,707.66. Still within the total budget that you guys approved at $18.427, but a significant change order. This is the first one that we've had that's actually increased the cost of the project. The other ones we've had were been actually taken away from the cost of the project. So I'm reporting that out to you guys. Rudy Creek, you guys voted on the 8th special meeting to award Lorraine Brothers construction. So we have our first construction meeting on February 2nd, and they should be moving in February to build the new Rudy Creek pump station. As far as funding here at SCORE, we're still waiting on the final word from the county on whether the state's going to accept their plan to fully fund the rest of this project. It looks like that's what's going to happen, but you know, no guarantees. But that would be another $6.3 million towards phase one, which would open up some options as far as phase two or any other projects that would go. So if that happens, then we'll have to have another strategic conversation about how you guys want to move forward on getting some other stuff built. As far as the entities, I swore in the new board member Koch from Thermalito Water Sewer. We did that on the 21st. He will be replacing Commissioner Hatley. You guys know that. City of Oroville, I met with, me and Micah met with city engineer Tim Kaber. Is he the public works director now, or interim public works, or the official public works?
He signed his contract last meeting.
Awesome. So the new public works director, Tim Kaber, me and Micah met with him over the Chick-fil-A sewer connection. We just wanted to make sure that we weren't going to put any hiccups in that plan. We know the city's stoked about getting them. That prompted us to continue our conversation about the city potentially taking over those lines on the north side of Oro Dam Boulevard and South 7th Avenue. SCORE has a policy where we don't take direct connects. The city is, as they should, developing, and we end up having to break that policy to take connect. You break it too many times and it becomes a precedence, and then now we're taking direct connects, right? So we don't want to be in that game. So we have brought in legal, both the city and ours, to figure out the legal way that we would do that. That way I can bring you guys all the information before, you know, I come and ask you to actually do it. So I want you guys to have all the, everything that it'll require before I would bring that request to you. We met with Manager Goyer from Loepud on the 22nd. He came by and we discussed the new River Ranch development that's picking up some traction again. So that's a good news. And that's all I got from the entities. And that's
on
all
the OCBS at this pre-construction meeting, can the board member be there?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, sure.
And then on the...
Just not more than one.
Subtask.
Yeah, just only one, because then we have a Brown Act violation at that point in time.
Okay, and then the subtask 2.3 with Jacobs. There's five meetings for this that they're going to hold. You choose the dates. So they're going to go over their
if we need five. If we need five meetings, yeah. It's up to five meetings, but yeah.
And so board member can be all
there.
Sure. Yeah. That's as long as there's no more than two.
Right.
I mean, it's not typical, but.
Yeah. How about it?
Yeah, I don't. As long as it's not illegal, it don't bother me.
Yeah. And from the same entity. Yeah. I don't know if I'd take two entities on. But.
No, that's what I'm saying. We can only have one board member show up, or it's a Brown Act violation. Right. So, but I'm assuming you're asking for yourself since you're a former project manager in construction. So, yeah.
We'd be happy to have you there.
Yes, yeah. They won't hurt my feelings. That's about, as long as we're good legally. Yes, as long as we're good legally, I'm 100%. Because if not, I'm just going to ask you questions after the meeting if I don't understand anyway. So.
You know, you can always appoint an advisory committee.
Yeah, we could.
And have Loepud be that, and then they can report at the meetings.
That's true, too.
Yeah, that's your guys' decision. I mean.
So keep me in the loop.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. Do we have any visitors? No. Okay. Commissioner.
I'll make a quick comment because I attended the LaMalfa service, and one of the things I did at the reception after I talked to his chief of staff, and their office is still functioning as long as it's going on. So if we had anything in the mill with them, they can't bring anything new, but if it's something was a previous grant or something.
Yep, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike is about 90% of the way through that application.
Their office is still open and functioning, and they're happy to take any of that kind of thing. And we had a long talk about it, and he said, yeah, they're good to go. Until, you know, whatever comes about with whoever's going to get elected for the short term and then the long term. So we did have that conversation. So and that's all I got.
Anything on this side of the table?
Nope, just glad to be back.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Yeah.
Glad to have you back, too.
Yeah. It's nice to be warm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm cold still, so you may be warm, but I'm...
Okay, with that, we'll adjourn the meeting at 5:28, and next meeting will be February 24th at 5 o'clock. Meeting adjourned.
Excellent.